Valiant gritted his teeth.
If the controllers were all Sluicy, perhaps. But with the Rebellion funneling so much of their own material through the Sluice Van system, they're bound to have some of their own people in control as well.
It's of no consequence, Thrawn told him. The Sluicy will be in charge. Their timing will determine events.
Pelion exhaled and conceded defeat.
Yes, sir,
he muttered. Thrawn eyed him. It's not a question of bravado, Captain, or of proving that the Imperial fleet can function without him. The simple fact of the matter is that we can't afford to use Sabaoth too much or too often.
Because we'll start depending on him,
Pelion growled.
As if we were all Borg implanted into a combat computer.
Thrawn smiled. That still bothers you, doesn't it? No matter. That's part of it, but only a very small part. What concerns me more is that we don't give Master Sabaoth too much of a taste for this kind of power.
Pelion frowned at him.
He said he doesn't want power.
Then he lies, Thrawn returned coldly. All men want power, and the more they have, the more they want.
Pelion thought about that.
But if he's a threat to us...
He broke off, suddenly aware of the other officers and men working all around them. The Grand Admiral had no such reticence.
Why not dispose of him? He finished the question. It's very simple. Because we'll soon have the ability to fill his taste for power to the fullest. And once we've done so, he'll be no more of a threat than any other tool.
Leia Organa Solo and her twins?
Exactly. Thrawn nodded, his eyes glittering. Once Sabaoth has them in his hand, these little excursions with the fleet will be no more to him than distracting interludes that take him away from his real work.
Pelion found himself looking away from the intensity of that gaze. The theory seemed good enough, but in actual practice...
That assumes, of course, that the Nogri are ever able to connect with her.
They will.
Thrawn was quietly confident.
She and her guardians will eventually run out of tricks. Certainly long before we run out of Nogri.
In front of Pelion, the display cleared.
They're ready, sir,
he said. Thrawn turned back to the freighter.
At your convenience, Captain.
Pelion took a deep breath and tapped the comm switch.
Cloaking shield? Activate!
And outside the view window, the battered freighter stayed exactly as it was. Thrawn gazed hard at the freighter, looked at his command displays, back at the freighter, and then turned to Pelion, a satisfied smile on his face.
Excellent, Captain. Precisely what I wanted. I congratulate you and your technicians.
Thank you, sir,
Pelion said, relaxing muscles he hadn't realized were tense.
Then I take it the light is green.
The Grand Admiral's smile remained unchanged, his face hardening around it.
The light is green, Captain, he said grimly. Alert the task force. Prepare to move to the rendezvous point. The Sluice Van shipyards are ours.